Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner, earlier this month, you had a special event out at the State Farmers Market in Columbia supporting the South Carolina Advocates for Agriculture. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Well, you're right. The Advocates for Agriculture are a great partner to the Department of Agriculture that we began nearly 10 years ago, nonprofit organization, 501c5, so it's focused on agriculture. Its whole purpose is to bring together different perspectives about where different initiatives can be supported through this organization, things like the Commissioner School, FFA, scholarships, the program at South Carolina State. So Advocates is a very good, significant partner, and you're right, earlier this month, Advocates had its annual meeting where it honored three state leaders.
Now, let's talk about honoring those leaders.
Well, what we've done, Advocates have done, is chosen to have an elected official plus a non-elected official. And then this year, the third person to be honored was the new president at South Carolina State University, Mr. Tom Elze. He was just welcomed to South Carolina Agriculture much the same way we did President Clements from Clemson. But our two honorees, the elected official was Senator Harvey Peeler, who is a lifelong dairy farmer, great representative from the upstate out of Cherokee County. He's really been just a good agricultural voice there in the General Assembly. Then the other is Dr. Tom Scott, who served as dean at the College of Agriculture, as interim dean and dean for really the last 5 years, and just has had great success there with the college in bringing new students in and getting the college on a good heading. So for those works, it was the Advocate's choice to honor both of those individuals.
That's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.